Our text for this morning is verse 1 of Psalm 107, as it was read earlier. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his loving kindness endures forever. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, for what are you thankful on this day? Now there's a question with an obvious answer. But before you jump to the obvious answer to the question, as some already have, let me return 10 weeks with you. It was the first worship service of the fall quarter. The chapel was filled to capacity. Even the chairs on the sides and some of the chairs in the transepts were occupied. Professor Brower, our dean of chapel, was the preacher that day, and he made reference, albeit somewhat facetiously, to all of the new students who were wide-eyed with excitement, viewing their new professors with unbounded interest as stimulating sources of knowledge, eagerly looking forward to and anticipating every moment that they would share together in class. He also, granted somewhat facetiously, referred to the professors, excited with the fact that this year's incoming class was the largest the seminary had seen in 32 years, and certainly these students would be all too eager to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest every portion of knowledge and wisdom that they were ready to impart. Well, here we are, 10 weeks later. At least, here are some of us 10 weeks later. And I think it's fair to say that the students are no longer wide-eyed with excitement, but perhaps blurry-eyed with fatigue. They are no longer eagerly anticipating every moment in class, but instead eagerly anticipating every moment out of class in the next couple of weeks. And professors are just trying to get through the grading of all the papers and all of the tests so that they can be away from the classroom, and yes, even away from the students, as hard as that might be to believe, over the next couple of weeks. And so I return to my original question. For what are you thankful this day? The answer might seem obvious at first. The quarter is over. But before we give thanks to God for that, and when you think about it in so doing, give thanks to Him that over the next couple of weeks, we will not have to vigorously be engaged in the study of His Word or the doctrine drawn from that Word or the history of His dealing with His people or the application of His Word to the lives of His people before we ironically give thanks to God for that. I would direct your attention to our text where we are invited to lift our eyes from the mundane, ordinary details of our lives that can seem so all-consuming at times and direct our attention to our God and give thanks to Him, not from a selfish motivation directed by what He has done for us lately or will do for us in the future, but rather to give thanks to Him for who He is and what He is. How well Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it in his book, Meditating on the Word, when he wrote that the Christian life is rightly lived in loving God for God's sake, not for what we can get from Him or do with Him. And so with hearts that have been changed by the Word of God, our direction and our focus this day is not upon ourselves, but upon our God. And we are asked to give thanks to Him because He is, first of all, as the psalmist says, good. And this goodness is much more than just the absence of evil or bad things in His nature. It is instead a description of God as good in his essence through and through, so that all that he is and wills and does is nothing short of good and holy and righteous and just and perfectly according to his will. That's why, for example, in Genesis chapter 1, repeatedly, his creation is described as good. That's why throughout the Old Testament, his word, his Torah, is described as good. That's why Joseph, in Genesis chapter 50, can say to his brothers concerning all their conniving and all their scheming, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." That's why Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, can describe God in this way: "His works are perfect, all his ways are just, a faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he." This morning, give thanks to God for who he is and what he is. He is good. Second, the psalmist would have us give thanks to God because his loving kindness, his chesed, endures forever. That's hard for us to fathom in this disposable, discardable world of ours, where every day pens, razors, and even relationships are discarded by people on a regular basis because they are no longer seen to be useful to them. And each of us is painfully aware of how each and every day we ourselves discard the will of God when we are faced with situations and think to ourselves that that will of God is no longer useful for us. But not so with the loving kindness of God. It endures forever. It's that loving kindness, that chesed in the Old Testament that's mentioned more than 250 times, that caused God to choose as a people, a nation, the Israelites, to be their God and to make them his people when they had nothing to give in return. It's that loving kindness that moved him to remember his people when they were in bondage in Egypt or in exile in Babylon, and bring them and restore them and redeem them once again. In fact, our text is a liturgical psalm of thanksgiving for God's bringing back, redeeming, restoring his people, especially from their captivity in Babylon. And of course, it is that same loving kindness, that same chesed, that caused God to discard something for you and for me on the cross, discarding his own son rather than discarding us. Or as Paul would put it in the book of Romans, God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That loving kindness is not static when it comes to God's activities, but rather informs and motivates and is the driving force behind all of God's activities on our behalf, and so also in our lives. With hearts that have been changed, this love and this goodness flows from God through us back to him and toward one another, so that now we are filled with a desire for him and for his word, even during the break. And now we are filled with a love for one another, a love that is operative in showing forgiveness, bearing with one another, and showing that same kind of loving kindness toward one another. And so I return to my original question. For what are you thankful on this day? As you look back over the past 10 weeks, all that you have learned, all that you have taught, and all that God has done in your life, My prayer is that you can join me and the psalmist in saying, in spirit and in truth, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his loving kindness endures forever.